Last Word on Today FM.
It's part of our Christmas tradition here on The Last Word that we do cookbooks for Christmas with the gastro gays, Russell Alford and Patrick Hanlon, who are also the restaurant critics for the Sunday Times Ireland. Lads, great to have you back. Thank you very much. And let's get to it. Russell, you've got the first one for us by Graham Hetherich.
Hetherich, yes. This is traditional Irish cooking with modern twists, which is Graham's second cookbook. So a lot of people will know Graham as the Cupcake Bloke. He released his first debut cookbook last year, which was called Bake. And Cook is... Well, Bake was all about baking and Cook is all about cooking is the short of it, really. It is taking, in a similar vein to his first book, taking a lot of classic traditional recipes and doing a really good version of them, but then also doing a little bit of a twist on it, usually a modern twist that's using maybe more modern ingredients, more recently discovered techniques. What was really, really fascinating about this is he grew up over a pork butcher's shop. So I'm sure heritage's butchers means a lot to people, especially in the Midlands. He grew up in Athy and he has a whole story about growing up over a butcher's shop and discovering and cooking and learning to cook through being part of that. And his childhood story is all there, and it's really, really fascinating. So there's actually quite a huge pork element to this whole book, which is fascinating.
But you've got highlighted a couple of things in the book. I'm looking at, for example, this looks beautiful, white pudding toast.
So if you imagine like a prawn toast that you might get from a Chinese takeaway, this is a take on it. And I love the description of it, where it's at, when I told my publisher about this recipe, she said only a butcher's son would think of this. And it's fantastic. You know, spreadable white pudding on toast or on a bread breakfast roll is sensational, highly recommend it. But having it as a little starter, as a little bite, is a really, really clever idea. And there's some great, you know, lovely white puddings around.
And there's a mammy salad as well.
Of course there is.
Yeah. So it's fascinating because you have a mammy salad on one page and then the most, like, you know, one that would be very much in place at a fancy salad shop or a deli type of thing on the next page. And it's just that kind of combination of twists.
There's a lot of comfort food here, but there's an awful lot of what you might call, I think, standard diet for the Irish person done really, really well.
Yeah, and that's it. And I think this is such a great book for people to be introduced to a lot of cooking. If you're not too confident as a cook, I think Graham explains recipes really well. They're really well tested and they work out so well, and there's really accessible flavours in there too. I love especially as well, I don't have it marked for you, Matt, there, but it's he has bacon and cabbage on one page and then the next page is all about cabbage and bacon, where cabbage is the star first with the bacon as the understudy. It's a really nice way of doing it, but it's a beautiful book. €35 from Nine Bean Rolls as the publisher, and beautiful, beautiful book.
Okay, Patrick, your first choice is Saladology by Theo Kirwan, and this really interests me because I'm trying as hard as I can to make myself dishes without things like potatoes and white rice because of my diabetes. It tends to make my sugars spike, and also I get hungry quickly again afterwards looking for something else. So salads in many respects are perfect for me. The only problem is I don't feel myself very good at picking out the right things and then assembling a good salad. This might be the book for me.
Absolutely. And I think it's a contender for cookbook title of the year, Saladology. It kind of does everything it says on the tin. And I'm going to controversially disagree with the Simpsons, who said that you aren't able to make friends with the salad, because if you have this, you absolutely can. Theo and Jack Kirwan started Sprout & Co. cafes in Dublin coming up on 10 years ago, and they are iconic in terms of their changing up the game of the elements of a salad. So they're adding in texture, they're adding in spice, they're adding in global flavours, they're adding in interesting things that turn it from drab to fab, and everything in this book is essential for kind of elevating your salad arsenal, I guess.
Because if it has lots of things like chicken and beef salads and things like that, and I'm always looking for ways to have the protein, liking my meat, and then having the salad to go with it rather than the necessarily the potatoes and two veg.
Exactly that. And I think the kind of grab and go concept of the early 2000s or the 2010s is of kind of drab processed sambos and uninspiring salads. They came along 10 years ago and completely changed the game. So this is, I hate to say, going into post-Christmas, the healthy eating cookbook, but it is a great cookbook for kind of eating more wholesome, hearty grains, eating, I would say, conscientiously instead of healthily.
Okay. Your next one, Russell, is a Jamie Oliver book. Yep. Simply Jamie. My God, how many Jamie Oliver books are there, Russell?
The 28th book. So if you have...
And he has something new to say, does he?
He's counting.
I know, exactly. Well, Jamie definitely is to the bank. I would caveat this by saying that I'd often be quite sceptical of, like, you know, the machine that might be a Jamie Oliver cookbook coming out just before Christmas and everything like this. But this book's kind of stopping my tracks because the concept of it is a lot simpler than just here is 100 recipes to cook. It is broken up into five different big chapters, and there's a whole sections dedicated to specific ingredients or specific...
Sorry, I've just seen that you've marked here bigging up beans, and there's a picture over two pages of tins of beans, standard tins of beans opened up, and then I'm looking at what he does with them and I go, Yeah, definitely. I want to do those.
And this was the thing that sold this book to me, was these simple little tricks that just elevate very simple, straightforward ingredients and staples, I guess.
That are in every household, really.
Exactly. That is just the idea of being able to transform them into something a little bit more exciting. Like, for example, there's a rosemary burlotti beans. Now, burlotti beans, grand, whatever. Add a bit of rosemary, some garlic, some anchovy fillets, which I'm very much into. Fantastic. Harissa butter beans, of course, harissa being the a beautiful spice blend. Add them with some parsley and some garlic and a bit of lemon juice, and you have it. It's just elevating food to another degree. I just love the idea of just a book that you can just go to for just a hint of inspiration and some really practical recipes that you know will work. You know, it's kind of like in that realm of a Nigella or a Delia
or a Dorina. Yeah, just things like a chicken sausage and mushroom stew, which looks absolutely terrific.
I think ultimately when it comes to cookbooks, especially people like Patrick and I who have an avalanche of them at the best of times, having one that you can just flick to and go, you can guarantee for that midweek slump where you're not really wanting to get 100 ingredients, let's say like an Ottolenghi book, cookbook, who has released one this year and it's fantastic. But this is just the simplicity of it. It's often 8 ingredients, 10 ingredients, and there's nothing too confusing in there.
I think I might be able to do some of these things.
Yeah, I think you
could. Roasted veg with Camembert fondue looks lovely.
There's a lovely like tray bakes as well. I think there's a chimichurri meatloaf, so it's an Argentinian inspired one that...
Okay.
You're not a fan of meatloaf, Patrick, and I keep threatening to make one.
To be convinced, unfortunately.
This could be the one.
From Jamie Oliver, I'm afraid.
Okay, Patrick, you have a very small little thin book devoted to fish, Whole Catch by Aisling Moore.
Had to include a Cork one, of course. I think we included Paradiso last year, so here is your Cork inclusion for this year.
That's us booked for 2025 now.
Excellent. So this is 10th in the groundbreaking Blosso Books series. Slight plug, ours was the second, and that's the end of our plug. Blossa books are smaller scale, but they are to cook books the thing that street food is to the dining out, because they're kind of upstarts, smaller scale, and they're offering a platform to those who haven't been published before. This is a kind of, as it Jess Holecatch is trying to use the
well. What
whole
I love
fish.
About this, Patrick, is like it, the thing is this first buying and storing fish. A little simple
so
how
practical.
To guide as how to go to guide the right fish, and then how to actually do it. How to prepare a whole mackerel, for example. And I don't imagine I'll be the type of person who do that.
I think,
but
you
I
will.
Can imagine not a chance.
Honestly, and I think that this is the point of the book is that it's trying to get over those hurdles that hold us all off preparing and enjoying seafood.
I'll just give an example here. Like, it's got buttermilk fried hake tails, right?
Mm, yes.
Best served with lime mayonnaise, bread and butter pickles, and an extra splash of hot sauce. Add a couple of brioche buns and some shredded iceberg lettuce, and you have the makings of a serious fish sambo.
Oh, heaven on a plate. And if you haven't ever eaten in Goldie in Cork, I implore you, because it is absolutely amazing. And I think this, I hate the idea of kind of giving this to a person who is into cooking seafood at home. I think this is applicable to anyone, and having it on your shelf at home could be handy for absolutely any home cook. So that is Holecatch by Aisling Moore.
Okay, that's a great one. Blasted Books, and that's only €15. You have, he was only with us last week, Russell, doing the Culture Club, and he did a brilliant Culture Club. Mark Moriarty and his book Season, which again, I thought was absolutely terrific because it looked so doable, the things in it.
Yeah, I love this book. Mark, this is now his second cookbook. The first one, Flavor, was fantastic. But Season, I think, is, you know, it's always difficult to come back with a second book. And he's come back with a really, really strong one. Everything is broken up into the four chapters that are the seasons, kind of highlighting the importance of eating the ingredients that are grown at the time that are in season and whatnot. And I found myself cooking from this quite a lot over the last couple of weeks. In particular, just going through that winter chapter in particular, I was highlighting quite a lot of things to make for myself. One thing that's become part of my arsenal at the moment is Hasselback potato and Parmesan gratin.
Now, what's that?
You know, I love a potato gratin. The creaminess of it all. Someone who will remain nameless is not as much of a fan of it. I don't know who I'm talking about, Patrick, but so as a result, this was the happy medium that we settled on when we were making it, and it's a fantastic one and I wouldn't look back. It's basically you cut the potatoes into essentially fanning them along the dish, add a bit of Parmesan into it, good bit of butter, and it's so tender. They fall apart. It's fantastic. There's mushroom vol-au-vents and Parmesan, a lot of Parmesan actually, and salsa verde. Really lovely recipes, beautifully photographed. And Patrick's book that he's going to talk about now is also a chef, but the idea of chefs making really good home food is always a winner for me.
Your other choice, Patrick, is Cooking with Anna Haw, Modern Home Cooking with Irish Heart. She's from Dublin, but I think she is famous in London, isn't she?
She is indeed, yeah. And in terms of putting these two cookbooks together, if you're entertaining and out to impress at home, I would probably go to Mark's book. But if you're after classic kind of home comforts, home cooking, I would definitely pick up Anna Haw's book. I think in terms of an Irish audience, her exposure is huge in the UK and has appeared on TV over there for a good few years. But her audience in Ireland kind of hasn't caught up yet. So I think this is the perfect introduction to her. And it has a kind of global flavors applied to home cooking. But as the title suggests, Jess, it has Irish heart and it has Irish ingredients and Irish
but Patrick, it seems to me that each meal here has a lot of ingredients and a lot of prep work. This is not for the starter, is it?
I don't think so, but I think if you are out to kind of inspire your own home cookery, and if you engage with Anna's charm and how she delivers everything on screen, I think that's perfectly captured in this as well.
I think the transition that like Anna has gone through from being like working with Gordon Ramsay in fine dining restaurants to being able to translate that to a home cooking recipe book that works, I think is a real feat that is to be commended. And there's some beautiful recipes in there that, you know, are really exposing Irish cuisine to an international audience in particular. And I think that's quite exciting. It's a beautiful book too.
You have a couple of ones to finish off, so a little stocking fillers. You've got one for Russell, A Compendium of Irish Pints.
Yes.
By Ali Dunworth.
I love this little book. This is a fantastic tribute to everyone's favourite non-food and drink-based pastime of just drinking, which is the pint culture. And it's all about, it has so many tidbits of information about the customs, the culture, stories about when to have pints, how to have them, the stories behind some of the most famous pubs around the country.
The history of them,
the snacks to have alongside it, or as it's called, Irish tapas. Yeah. little things like that. I love, there's a whole section on Christmas pints and the definition of the different ones, such as there's work Christmas pints, there's Christmas shopping pint, bracket with an S, and homecoming Christmas Eve pints. I think it's just nice to have that.
This is a lovely book. A Compendium of Irish Pints, The Culture, Customs and Crack by Ali Dunworth with illustrations by Stephen Heffernan. That's a little beauty.
It's a gorgeous one.
And you have, as it happens, Patrick, picked out for us our own wine guide on this show.
Completely.
The woman who's done our wines for Christmas for us, available as a podcast as well if you've missed it. The Home Sommelier, Bridget O'Hara. This is a book we featured earlier in the year. It's terrific.
Amazing. Yeah, and I think how Bridget communicates the wines is just so effortless, engaging, and it kind of cuts through the bull and just goes through the grapes, the growing, the regions in a really easy to understand, plain English way. I think this is aimed at anyone who is even slightly into wine to kind of upskill. And like us who are quite into wine, and I learned heaps out of this. So I think it's a great gift idea.
It's a terrific book. Bridget O'Hara, The Home Sommelier. We have all the details of all the picks that we'll be putting up on the webpage. Or if you missed it and want to listen back, this will be available as podcast as well. Russell Alford, Patrick Hanlon, The Gastro Gaze, thank you both very much for being with us again this Christmas.
Thank you, Matt.
The Last Word on Today FM.